The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
I am your host. I am here. I've spent one or two days in the past week being absolutely pathetic. As I was just telling Brooke and my dear friend Gail here, one of the things that really keeps my life in gear is actually having these radio shows and living up to them. So I set a mark and I go for the mark, and I know that my life is better because I do this show. And I've been doing this show every Wednesday for, well, in the beginning it was Tuesdays, but for a long time now. We're into our 22nd year here. I was thinking, wow, next year, 2010, 23 years of this. Oh, my gosh. A lot of conversations have happened here, and every one of them has affected me and impacted me in some way. And when you hear the quality of the conversations that are happening here, you'll notice that your day's a bit lighter or a bit more interesting or perhaps profoundly changed from what you've heard or what you've been engaged in through our conversations here on Waking Up in America. You are listening to Waking Up in America, and we're proud of the dynamic radio dialogues we have on issues that matter. And how do we know that? We look into our lives and we listen to our audience, and we find out what matters to all of us. And it isn't always the obvious thing, as you will find out on today's show. You want to ask a question while we're on the air? What you do is you actually send an email to Val, V-A-L, at wakingupinamerica.com. I have my little email board just up here. And we'll put on whatever we can for you, okay? So here it is today. It's October the 21st. The fat season is coming, the season when everybody eats a little bit too much and does a little bit more than they think they should have. And we want to do something about that. We want to give you some ideas to head you in the right direction before we get going here. But one of the things that I like to do before I start off the show is I like to actually claim myself as a member of the Republic of the United States. Of America. I like to pledge allegiance to the flag. I remembered at one point I was only doing it at things like baseball games and such, and I think that standing as an American and standing for America is a really important thing, especially in these times. So if you'll join me by putting your hand over your heart, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I'm Dr. Val Kirkgaard, and in 1984 I carried the Olympic torch, and that was a profound influence in my life. And today I actually invite you to light your torch and to join the standards held forth by bearers of this 2,000-year-old flame, which is higher, swifter, and stronger, or Citius Altius Fortius. Now, we've had some just amazing guests here on Waking Up in America, most recently Dennis Kucinich, and we were here right when they were deciding on the health care bill. We had Senator Alan Cranston, John Denver has been here, Willie Nelson, and they've all been here not just to push their current projects, but to literally let listeners know who they are and what they stand for. One of our original listeners, Gail Ellen, was actually an original listener to Waking Up in America in 1987. And she picked up the phone and started talking to me, and she's just such a charmer, this woman who is in charge of our arts and protocol. Actually, I wrote a good article on the arts yesterday, Gail. I'll tell you more about it. And also one of our originals is Beverly Brooke Peterson. I heard you.
I'm here.
I heard you. Beverly Brooke Peterson, who actually got me into raw food. And I never thought I'd do a raw food Christmas without complaining about it. But Beverly gave me a heck of a wedding in 1992, I think it was. Something like that, Bev.
92 or 94, something like that. I was just trying to figure out the date. It's been a long time.
Gail, were you actually at that? I think you were, weren't you?
I think I was, yes.
It was in a penthouse. Mm-hmm. You know what blew me away the most? Because, you know, I can grumble really well about all this stuff. But what blew me away the most was that stuff that you made it tasted like wine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My, yep.
You're a
conscious cocktails, let's get juiced.
Yeah, conscious cocktails. Just, and, you know, I was looking for a disappointment, you know, my opinions about what this can be like. We had a great time. Great view and a great time. And through the years, we've all become interested in different things. Gail, I know you were a part of the Olympic team. I was just reading the article on the 25 years since you were on Peter Rubaroff's team.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing.
And what he had created,
yes.
You know, through that.
Yes.
I mean, he actually saved the Olympic Games. Did you know that?
Yes, he did.
No, well, I don't think most people know that if it hadn't been for Peter Rubaroff putting the Olympics into a profitable mode, we might not even have them right now. So this was a huge connection for all of us, this Olympics, this 84 Olympics, and a huge connection with Beverly Brooke Peterson, who's always been masterful in food. I was recommended to her by two different people. One of them was Dennis Weaver. And you know who else the other one was? It was Clint Eastwood's wife, Maggie. I was talking to Maggie, and she told me about you, too. And then when I called you up in the... Huh?
I said, I'll be darned, it was Maggie. I didn't know it was Maggie Eastwood. I only knew it was Maggie.
She was the second one.
Okay.
She was the second one to tell me that I should know about you. And when I called you up, the only reason you answered the phone was because you had, like, had a flat tire or forgotten something and you come home?
No, that was the second time around. But when you called me and asked me to come down to L.A., that was a different story. That was after you talked with Maggie.
Something like that. But it was a remarkable connection that under technical circumstances shouldn't have occurred. So when Gail came forward and said, oh, my God, Val, you're never going to guess who I have an interview with, which is, you want to tell them who you have an interview with?
I sure do, Val. We're going to actually talk today about fall detox and renewing our energy and slowing down the aging process and talking about vibrant aging. And we have Caroline Sutherland. She's a best-selling author, a medical intuitive, and a health coach. And by the way, she is the very, very well-known Louise Hayes health coach. And she's really an amazing woman. And
I'm sorry, what did that mean you say, Hayes?
Louise Hayes.
Louise Hayes.
Oh, Louise Hayes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, that probably fits with her being a medical intuitive, doesn't it, too?
It sure does, yeah. And she shared some very interesting health aging secrets with me that I want to share.
Well, heck, I think we should just hear what Caroline has to say, and then, you know, we'll come on it afterwards, and then each one of us will share our gifts with you. So now it's time to go to Carolyn Sutherland. And, Gail, thank you so much for creating this interview.
Hi, you're here with Gail Ellen on Waking Up in America. Are you feeling sluggish or tired? Have you overeaten this summer? Did you have a few too many desserts, or are you concerned about your energy and your health moving into fall? Well, we've got a few secrets worth sharing today, and joining us is Caroline Sutherland. Caroline is a best-selling author, medical intuitive, and health coach. She is going to guide us through and talk to us today about a fall detox program. Caroline, thanks for being with us today.
It's wonderful to be with you, Gail. Thank you for having me on the program.
Caroline, tell us, what is a detox? And what are its benefits?
Well, obviously, a detox is to take out anything that is wearing down the body and adding to its toxic load. I like to do a detox program on the physical level, but, you know, people can also detoxify their lives. They can start to examine the clutter that they have in their home or detoxify from, say, specifically toxic relationships. So detoxification and even thoughts, you know, toxic thoughts, people are thinking negatively. So detoxification can actually can mean many things. But I like to work on the physical. I think every season it's nice to do a detox program. I'm not really a fan or in favor of cleanses unless they're monitored by a professional. I'm not really all that happy about people that are doing a lot of cleanses and cleansing kits and things like that from the health food store, because those can weaken the body. But the idea with a detox program is to take out anything that the person knows is not contributing to their health. So in other words, to re-examine, say, their alcohol, sugar, and caffeine intake, that kind of thing. Take those things out of the diet for 7 days, which is what I like to do with my clients, and then give them other foods that will help to, take that toxic load off the body. Lots of vegetables, protein through the day, but nothing too heavy, and drinking, clear fresh spring water, and taking just a very minimum amount of supplements, mostly digestive enzymes, giving the body a real break from the onslaught, say, of the outside world. And it seems to work very well.
So actually, it's not a fast. It's not about starvation, and it's really not a cleanse. More about, reducing inflammation and overall body toxicity. Is that how it's designed?
Well, if you take out the burden, if you sort of remove the toxic load from the body, that body will repair. And so we're looking for regeneration and repair. And also, some of the benefits are great energy, because as you know, when we have sugar, mood and energy will follow blood sugar. So when we remove sugar, I do give people a piece of fruit in the middle of the afternoon, but it's mostly vegetables and nothing sweet. Mm-hmm. And so when we remove sugar, of course, the energy goes up and the mood improves. And one of the wonderful benefits is people have great skin, because the digestive system, in other words, the skin is the last manifestation of the gut. So if you clear up the gut, you have beautiful, radiant skin.
Well, that's a great secret. That in itself is a great secret. So actually, Caroline, then what is happening here is maybe we're maximizing the capabilities of the physical body that we have when we start to do this.
Oh, yes. And, I don't think people should be doing a detox program, which is specific foods, for longer than, say, 7 to 10 days. I think that's all they need to do. Then they can start to add back in regular eating, but not maybe to the degree that they were. I mean, they might be able to have a sweet dessert once a week instead of every day, or a cup of coffee, every few days instead of every day, so that this toxic load does not build up. And, of course, one of the major detox organs is the liver. And so along the way, while we're doing this program, I like to suggest some kind of liver support, some homeopathy or some herbs while they're doing it. And, the liver is the organ that traps or sweeps the toxins from the blood. And people are always looking for better eyesight, for example. So when the liver is sluggish, their eyesight will not be as good, because the blood goes through the liver, sweeps out the toxins, and stores them there. So if we can detox the liver at the same time, which naturally occurs when people take off all sorts of offending foods and substances and alcohol and tobacco and that kind of thing, the liver is very grateful. And then the side benefit, of course, is improved vision.
That's amazing. So
yes,
you could begin to experience some of these rejuvenating things in 7 days.
Yes, I would say that for the first 3 or 4 days, a person might be a little bit more sluggish and headachy, because they'll be going through withdrawal from those substances. And then after about the 3rd or 4th day, the energy starts to come back on, and then by the 7th day, they know they're on the right track.
Right.
And it's possible to do every season. So a person could do a detox program like that, say, every 3 months for a week, and I think it would be a very nice way of keeping the body, as free as possible of this extra load.
Right. Now, Caroline, you're a best-selling author. One of your great books is The Body Knows How to Stay Young.
Yes.
How did you actually get started? I mean, you had a vast clinical background, didn't you?
Yes, I worked as an allergy testing technician for medical doctors and naturopathic physicians for many years, and started to see that if we did, you know, if we put certain strategies together, people would get well. It was quite fascinating. I had over 55,000 patient visits under my belt by the time I left a clinical setting, so I was very grateful that I could see what actually happened for many people, almost characteristically, universally, if you will, in the body. So that was really interesting. And then what prompted me to write The Body Knows How to Stay Young is that when I turned 60, I knew that we were going to have, and we are having, you know, an aging population that is increasing momentarily. I mean, every 8 seconds in the United States, somebody turns 50.
Right.
So, you know, we're going to have a huge aging population. And I didn't think people really were equipped in a mainstream way to be able to, you know, age in a healthy manner. And so I wanted to cite some of the examples and some of the strategies that I think could really help people age well.
Yes. Now, both your father and your grandfather were actually both medical doctors, yes?
Yes, they were. They were medical doctors, and my mother was a dietitian, so I have a very strong background in conventional Western medicine, yes.
You did indeed. Now, in your book, Caroline, you talk about the four keys to vibrant aging. So what are they actually? Key number one is stopping the body breakdown by removing the items from the diet or the environment that weaken the body, right?
Right.
And then what are the other three keys to vibrant aging?
So as you mentioned, the first one is stop the body breakdown, and everyone can assess for themselves what that is. And then the second one is rebuild the body with the specific correct foods, with the fats and oils, with the water and the exercise and the positive affirmations, everything that rebuilds and helps to restore and to regenerate. And, of course, as we age, you know, there's bruising involved and sugar handling is involved. So we have specifics for those sorts of things. And, of course, inflammation.
Yeah.
And
now, then, Caroline, would exercise be in there also?
Yes, exercise in not in a sort of a conservative manner, in a way that is easy and not going to have much of an impact or stress on various joints. I think people can go overboard on exercise, and I don't think it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But so rebuild back the body is point number two, and then a big part of my book, a whole section, is devoted to hormone balancing, which now, as we all know, can be done, and it's called bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, which is using plant-based hormones that match our hormones exactly. And as hormone levels decline as we age, then that's where age-related diseases start to creep in. So I really focus a lot on hormones because I think it's very important. And then the fourth component is what you and I both do, and that's we're obviously living and loving our passion. We're very excited about our work. And so to have a life of passion and enjoyment and full engagement, I would say, would be the fourth component of vibrant aging.
I love that, Caroline, full engagement. I just love that metaphor, and I think that that is so important. Now, do you think that we're aging well as a society?
Not at all. I would say probably, you know, 90%+ of the population are not aging well, and that's why I wanted to give them the strategies. We do have models, fortunately. We do have models for people that are aging well, but it's not the main, you know, the body is breaking down. You can see it. You know, we can't afford the health care now, and there's so many things that are having to be put in place for an aging population, and this is only going to be, you know, exponentially increasing in sort of in terms of problems.
Right. You know, one of the other things, Caroline, that seems to be prevalent is people with allergies to different things.
Yeah.
Even allergies to, you know, animal hair and things like that.
Oh, yes. Well, the issue with that is a weakened immune system, and emotion and stress weaken the immune system, and then people become reactive to things in the environment, which is why I do a detox program, which is to take out, at least if we can remove the foods from the environment, to help the body to swing back into a healthy state. And so we have a lot of stress on the system, and that does mean that there's more reactivity. So, yes, it's very, very common, and it's all related to the lifestyle that we have. It's just a very busy, complex lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people with pets in their home, I know a lot of them lean toward having their pets or their animals sleep on their bed.
Well, I would say have the pets, have the animals, see if you can get animals that are, you know, have short hair and are non-allergic where possible, and don't have pets in the bedroom. That bedroom is where you should have a very, very healing environment and have great air and not have any assaults on the respiratory tract while we're sleeping. And one of them is pets, and then there's mold and dust, and
right.
Those things all abide in the bedroom.
I remember at one time you were quoted as saying that the bedroom should actually be a healing chamber.
Yes.
And I loved that, and that was such a profound, really mental metaphor that I think is really a beautiful thing.
Yes. Well, we spend a lot of time in the bedroom, and even things like colors and the selection of fabrics on the bed and any of the other kind of, pictures and little statues or whatever we have in the bedroom is very important, because the body has a wisdom and it also feels and knows at a very deep level. I mean, we pick up a million bits of information per second, if you can imagine, not per minute, but per second. And so even when we're sleeping, we're still aware on that level, and we are picking up. I mean, if people have their old dusty things on the floor or plates left over from dinner or their tax returns, all of that goes into the deeper mind and affects sleep.
That's amazing. So it's all related.
It's all related.
Well, I wanted to just cover the last point, Caroline, on your 7-day detox. One of the things that you include, is it not, drops to facilitate the detox?
Yes, those are homeopathic drops that help the liver to detoxify as a person's progressing on their program. And I think that that's important. And then we also can use other drops that help to control the appetite, that sort of thing. And those are specific to the work that I do.
Caroline, I think that this is such an important thing, keeping the body the optimum health state and having us really be in tune with our own selves and identifying the factors that are aging us. So this is such an important process, and I wanted to thank you for being with us today and helping us and giving us information to give us stamina, strength, and mental clarity, certainly to fulfill our dreams and make our life count. And thanks for sharing the secrets of the keys to vibrant aging, Caroline.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much, Gail.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And there you go. How about that? Right here on Waking Up in America.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, Bev, what did you pull out of that for yourself?
Well, that is absolutely 100% correct as far as I'm concerned. I think this is exactly where we're all going, all of us that are over 22, and we all fit into that category now, are definitely looking at any kind of secrets we can for anti-aging. And in those secrets of anti-aging, of course, having the body be detoxed is very, very, very important.
I was just going to say, I know that you've moved into a new arena since what we addressed earlier, and I wondered if you'd slip a little water conversation in here while we're at it.
Oh, I would love to. You know, I have a detox in every glass of water I drink, and that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And, of course, adding in the food combination that Caroline is talking about, of course, is very, very important to cut down on the sugars, to cut down on the caffeine, to cut down on things that are actually attacking our bodies, and start putting things into our bodies that actually work. And I have now been, I'm a happy, 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 joyful experience now, and my life's purpose has been completely exploded into this, as to support people with healthy drinking water.
And do you want to mention what that healthy drinking water is, or are you just going to make
love to
scream for it?
No. You can go and scream for it, baby, scream. I have found a machine from Japan that I have now been working with for not quite 2 years. Tangen is the water, which means return to origin. And the company is called Enagic, and it is the most powerful drinking water I can ever imagine. My husband had kidney cancer, and within 4 months of drinking this water, the cancer was gone. I just returned yesterday from a three-day conference in Desert Springs, California, and I'm actually here from Florida. There was almost 1,000 people there, and they had stories after stories after stories. And one of the biggest stories was my person was there from Nogales, Arizona, who is an advocate for and has family members who are autistic, and she has an autistic school. Her son, Wally, has been autistic for almost 14 years. He's 15 years old now, and he was able to only speak monosyllable words. And after drinking the water for literally 2.5 weeks, he's now saying full sentences.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Full structured sentences.
I actually want to leave this cliffhanger right here because I'm creating drama here on Waking Up in America, Bev. What I'm doing here is I'm actually going to be thanking the people that make Waking Up in America possible, and we'll be back right after a couple of little announcements here with Gail Ellen, who is in charge of Arts and Beauty and just did that amazing interview, and Beverly Brooke Peterson, Queen of Water. So with that, come on over to the Waking Up in America webpage, because people tell me that they don't understand always what's going on there, so I'm going to give you a little rundown on it. If you look at the toolbar, you'll see we have some videos, which are rather cool. You'll see where sponsors are. You'll see there's nothing much in the store yet. We're working on that. You can see all the past shows and go back to the archives at the radio station, and you can check out Olympic champions and testimonials about what people have been saying about us over the years. On the front page, you'll see my picture. You'll see Gail under me. You'll see Debbie Ringchop. You'll also see this incredible little, I think it's like 14-minute video called Validation, and it's the guy from Bones doing a really beautiful job on validating people and the difference that it makes in their lives. Also, clicked right under there, in case any of you are feeling down or pathetic today, check out what Nick's up to. Nick was born without any arms or legs, but he has a great personality, and as I understand, he just recently got married. So anybody feeling pathetic and like it's just not worth it, click on Nick. Then under that, you'll see this week's guest, Carolyn Sutherland, and you will see Harvey Wasserman, one of my favorite people. We've been trying to get Pete Seeger's music from Solartopia transferred over to our website. We're running into some technical difficulties, but if you hop over to solartopia.org, you'll find out what this hot guy has been doing all of his life. I love him dearly. We've got a nice testimonial from him, and then a lead to more pages, and then we've got a really interesting Brass Check TV thing on a really decorated combat veteran talking about U.S. military history. It'll blow your socks off. We also have a place to click in. You can find out more about the Golden Hearts Foundation that backs up Waking Up in America. You can find out Stephanie Edwards' amazing story. I love this woman. She's the one that does the Rose Parade every year, and she's the one that got stuck out in the rain 1 year and then came back. I love you for that, Stephanie. We have Jean Houston, who's just an absolute miracle. Please go and click on the Rainforest and get yourself signed up for that, because you can now sign up for more things, and you can save more and more and more land, and sponsors will match, whether it's ocean wetlands or marine prairie. And I hear some noise in the background, so if that noise could turn into something else, I'd appreciate it. You can sign up for our newsletter here. You can see our little girl who really wants us to do something for cancer. She's just cuter than heck. We've got, you really want to check out Running the Numbers, but when you get down to the bottom of the page, you're actually going to see Visiting Mexico, San Pancho, Mexico, Roberto's Bungalows. It's 45 minutes north of Puerto Vallarta with my foot. And I want to tell you something. I'm headed back down there again soon when stuff gets just so intense. That's just what I have to do. Diamond Alignment will be able to hear the transmission in a few minutes. Stardove's here. These guys are absolutely amazing when it comes to putting out low-cost advertising, and I wanted you to be able to find them. And we've got the whole person calendar where you can find all that wonderful special stuff that you can't find everywhere. Sometimes, you know, the psychic nutritionists or the Reiki masters, or they're all available to you in the whole person calendar. We also invite you to contribute to Dennis Weaver's Institute of Ecolonomics. Even though Dennis isn't here in physical spirit, his soul, I am sure, is smiling right now. He was a regular on Waking Up in America, and we were delighted to have him. Also, you can listen free to Willie Nelson's song, Whatever Happened to Peace. He gave that to us to play. So check out Ear Coning at www.coningcompany.com. Check out Directed Breath at drvalerie.com, and it's real easy to do, because what you do is you just simply click on those things. And then right now, we're going to go to Diamond Alignment, and we'll be back with these two hot women giving us the scoop on detox and the possibility of the future.
We live in a world that is more alive with possibility than ever before in history. Yet it is easy to get lost in the confusion and chaos of such an accelerated world. How do we stay connected and aligned with the unlimited potential that lies within us and soar in these exciting yet challenging times? Diamond Alignment, a sacred technology for the 21st century, offers high-speed connection and alignment with this divine power within, both convenient and profound. The 6-minute multi-sensory diamond experience, delivered via the internet, clears your mind, relaxes your body, and creates inner peace no matter what is going on around you. The Diamond Alignment experience effortlessly keeps you charged with joy and equanimity and greater focus and clarity throughout your day. When you experience the expansive energy of Diamond Alignment, you activate the unlimited wealth and potential within you.
Hey, I love it. We're on the air with Gail Ellen, Val Kirkgaard here. We're talking about detoxes. I listen to detoxes and I hear that I have to change my ways, okay? And I've been listening to detox conversations for 20 years and I've edged away from the cotton candy person I used to be. I used to make candied apples and cotton candy and I quite enjoyed my own products. But at least, Gail, my candied apples had
the code is what? 08804?
Pardon?
What's the code? 0884?
What am I going to do with you? 0880 pound.
Pound, okay.
That's now we've given out the secret to the whole universe of how
you
to
know,
get on
Val,
the bridge. Yes.
I wanted to say that when I was talking to Carolina, her and I were talking about coffee, and she reminded me that coffee carries energy, and there's a quality of anger and actually irritation that it carries, and it changes the quality of your field. So people who drink a lot of coffee, yes, you are. It changes the energy of your field, actually.
Well, you know, I gave up coffee.
That's really interesting.
I'm allergic to it. Did you know that?
No.
I don't have a choice about being good on certain issues, and that's why I'm grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
If I drink a cup of coffee, my hands blister.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Okay, and I've tried to find out whether it was the acid in the coffee or the caffeine, and it doesn't seem to matter. Anything that I drink that's anything like coffee causes blisters, and people say that they're herpes-like blisters.
Hmm. Well, it's just very interesting that the coffee itself actually can change the quality of your energy field. And you know the water that Beverly was talking about, the Kangen water, I love that water, and I got a machine when our little dog, Nico, had cancer, and I gave her the water, the Kangen water, and I actually think we gave her about another 6 months of life because we made her body pH balance.
And I understand that the pH, and Bev, maybe you can correct me, but I understand that pH balance of normal water is 7, And Kangen is like 7'4" or something like that. Is that correct?
No. That's not it at all. The body has to be at 7.365 in pH. And water that comes from our city has to be put into a balance of 7.0. But that's not what we're talking about, because they chemicalize that water to make it a 7.0. What happens with the Kangen water is that it naturally changes the pH by an electrolysis process. It literally splits the molecules, the molecular clusters, and it changes those molecules into negative ions and positive ions. And the positive ions are what goes out, and that's detoxing is for positive ions. And then the negative one is the antioxidants. And this water actually creates 40,000 times more antioxidants than anything known. And so if you're drinking this water, you're getting this huge amount of antioxidants into your body. And that's what the difference really is. We're not talking pH is a result, but you have to get there by having the amazing antioxidants go into your body. And it goes in because they have changed the clusters from about somewhere between 16 clusters per or cells per cluster up to maybe 100 cells per cluster.
And you're calling clusters of oxygen, is that what you're saying?
Clusters of the water molecule. The water molecule actually breaks down into the hexagonal key, which is 4 to 6 molecules per cluster.
No, see, you lost me. Now I'm like dumb.
Okay, well...
Say it in a way that a dumb... Pretend I'm 12 and dumb, because I am right now.
Okay. If you have an apple, it's a bigger cluster, or it's a bigger size than a grape.
Yes.
So the water that's coming out of our faucets is actually very swollen fat water, if you will.
Slow fat water, I get that, okay.
Yep. Okay, and so the water that is created from this machine is little grape clusters. And now they can come into the body very, very easily.
Oh, so the body can absorb the quality more effortlessly.
Exactly. Well, not only can it absorb, but it's designed to absorb the hexagonal shape or the six-sided shape, and that's what it is that comes out of the Kangen machine.
I think it has to do with hydration more, doesn't it?
Well, that hydration is what it does, but it also it creates the hydration because it can get into your cellular structure.
So,
the water that first comes from the top of the mountains, the first snow melt, that's all the hexagonal shape. That's all little grapes, okay? And by the time it gets down to us to drink out of our faucets in L.A. or in Miami, it's now great big fat clumps of apples, and it's hard to get into the cell.
Huh.
In fact, it doesn't.
So,
and that's kind of the difference.
If we drank Kangen water or one of the other waters that's a similar structure, the way they're designed, would we automatically, do you think, start to improve our eating?
Well,
this is a byproduct of having a certain level of energy. I mean, to me, a lot of times my eating has to do with the fact that I'm exhausted and I'm trying to put in some filler or something like that, or...
Well, since the purpose for water is the transportation systems for oxygen and nutrients, and that's going directly into the brain, and so the answer to that is yes. When the brain starts getting fed with oxygen and nutrients, then it makes different choices. And so I'm seeing tremendous results with, you know, a lot of different people. And it's, the fact is it works so easily and so well, and it's pretty effortless to drink the water. And then amazing results.
Let me just ask Gail a question. Gail, how long have you been using Kangen water?
I used it actually for a period of about a year. I don't have the machine right now. It's a very expensive machine. But I used it for about a year.
I really want to change that conversation. You know, it's 5 cents a day. It saved my husband's life of cancer. I have
totally worth
150 people.
Totally. How much do these things cost?
Well, it's a $4,000 item, but it lasts for over 20 years. And it actually produces water for less than 5 cents a day for the rest of your life. You know, that's pretty powerful. And you know what it costs to drink bottled water? you know, you're going to talk
probably
about
a dollar or so a day.
No, a minimum of $1 per bottle. And our bodies need much more hydration than that.
So what are you saying?
Your numbers.
What do you?
Your numbers get pretty astronomical when you really.
So will you sell somebody a Kangen water machine if they send you $8 a day?
That's not the way. I don't sell the machines. I go through the company. Yeah.
I'm just.
Yeah, but if you just, I know, but if you.
You know, I think the more important conversation really is about the quality of the water.
Do you finance? No, I think it's so about powerful. Accessibility too, Gail.
Sure.
You say $4,000 for a machine, and mine, there's no doubt about what the cost is. I mean, I've known Beverly for 20 years. She doesn't do anything but excellent. I think the question is how to make it accessible to people.
Yes.
And that's where my question is here. How do you make it accessible to them?
Well, I can show you how to get it for free. That's one thing very, very simply. The company has an incredible referral program. And,
okay, so they can get it for free.
Absolutely. Yep.
How many would they have to people would they have to turn on to get it for free?
Eight.
There you go, Gail.
Yep. Eight people. It's very, very, very doable. And in being not only doable, the results are so profound. I've never seen anything like this. So I had a meeting last night where I have a room that holds 40 people. Well, they had 65 people came to the room. And I actually had, you know, fire marshal came in and said, we can't do that anymore. So we have to double the capacity of the room. You know, we have to rent another room. People are just begging for it because they're having such massive results. I was just with Mr. Oshiro, who's the president of the company. He's almost 70 years old. I guess he's called 69. He was there with his wife. He's been drinking this for over 20 years now. And he literally looks like he's 40. I thought his wife must have been a daughter or something. And she is, talk about anti-aging. She is the most youthful-looking person I've ever met. Very, 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 very vibrant. So I'm absolutely touched, moved, and inspired by what's going on in my life. And,
well, I love the water, and I love what it does, and I really love the taste of it. I really do. You know, Val, I wanted to tell you, I went to a 100th birthday. My best friend's father, Jack, had his 100th birthday, 100. And
wow.
I asked him, and he is a pistol. He's just strong and a pistol, and he carries on these amazing conversations. And he got up and he said, you know, I want to share my secrets with you. And he said, they are these. He said, I am at peace every day with what is. And he said, I enjoy the moment. Whatever I'm doing, I have a good time doing it. So I tell you, from somebody 100 years old, with a smile on his face, I had to pass that on.
But that's totally perfect, and you're making me think of good old Auntie Cleo, who finally did leave at 103 because she got bored.
Mm-hmm.
Her secret, Gail, was that she played golf every day.
Yeah.
So that meant she was getting a lot of exercise.
Right.
And that she always liked to read 1,000-page books.
Isn't that interesting?
No. Isn't it? So they really do have things that they do that encourage them more.
Well, Jack, the 100-year-old, he reads and reads and reads and reads.
And they don't read short books either, thinking they may not make it to the end.
Yep.
I go up there and Auntie Cleo would be reading a 700-page book. I wouldn't even take them on.
So she left because she was bored.
She's bored. She said she was just really bored. And that her friends had died, and she didn't think she wanted to stick around much more.
Yeah.
And then, plunk. And you know what else she did that was so cool? My aunt lived in Vancouver. We would fly up to celebrate her birthday with us every year, and she was always full of vinegar, you know, and excitement and stuff like that. And just this one year, she goes, you know, I'm bored, and I don't think I want to do this much anymore. And so the next year, we always made our plane reservations so we could be up there for April 19th, right?
Mm-hmm.
She died so that her funeral could be on April 19th. So that she wouldn't inconvenience any of us. Can you stand it? That's mastery. That is mastery. And it
you
was
know,
like, I swear, if there had been interesting people around and she could have stayed, she probably would have gone to 120.
I love it. Well, I think another secret to Val is laughing and enjoying life. Right on.
Let me tell you this way. If we could develop laughter, we'll have more fun on the way out than we would any other way.
totally agree.
I was thinking of Norman Cousins when you said that, you know?
Yeah.
He cured himself of cancer, Brooke, by laughing, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember, yeah.
Yeah, he brought up his frequency, so I'm thinking this Kangen water really brings up your frequency, and it occurs to me that as our frequency goes up, I know I make more intelligent choices when I feel energetic. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. I'll go the extra
mile. That's
certainly
a truism.
Pardon?
That's certainly a truism.
Yeah, this morning I got up and made some coleslaw, you know, stuff like that, where I could, if I wanted it, I'd just go to the delicatessen and order some, and I had a heck of a good time making different kind of coleslaw this morning for lunch today. Stuff like that, and it's like you begin to invest in yourself again. There's this other thing, like a lot of life is so busy and demands so much that we try to just keep pace with life or survive it. But there's something special that happens when you actually start creating your own life. I have to tell you, I have made a very saucy coleslaw dressing this morning that quite delighted me.
Uh-huh.
And
it's all
Gail Ellen's fault, okay? It's all your fault, Gail.
Well, thanks. You know, another healing secret that Caroline shared with me was to get to bed around 10 to connect to the healing power of sleep. The healing power of sleep. So the sleep is so important.
I'm going to say 8 to 9 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Depending upon who you are. But you know the one that felt like being stabbed? I thought about... Right now, I don't have a husband or a wife in my life, you know. I don't fit either of those categories. And my little dog likes to sleep on the bed with me.
Mm-hmm.
So when she said that thing about animal dander, it's very interesting because for the last couple of months, I've had trouble breathing.
Yep.
And I close the door when I go to bed, and I go to bed about 9:30 or 10. I lock the dogs out. And then I let them back in about maybe 4:30 or 5 in the morning when I first wake up. And you know what? My breathing has improved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it felt like I was losing my family when I first did it.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, those of us who are not living with another person, having somebody in there snoring, even if it's a dog, is a friendly thing.
Friendly noise.
So it's a friendly noise. But now it really works out quite well. So they don't feel as though they've been totally abandoned. And I also notice I'm sleeping better. So
yeah, I think that has to do with your sinuses, too.
Yeah, it does. And I have to tell you, it's when you first sent the tape to me like 2 weeks ago and I listened to it, that was the thing that actually struck me the most.
Because
I wanted to clear up my sinuses. And I also live in the country, so I have to be particularly careful. But one of the things I do want to mention, and I think it fits all around here, is I don't know if you've seen the instructions for swine flu. One of the things that they're suggesting is that we gargle with salt water, and I use a neti pot now twice a day. So if you didn't feel like you wanted the flu shot, I know some people did and some people didn't, that's my precaution. So I don't know if you're doing it or not, Brooke, but... they're suggesting a neti pot twice a day because they say that any of the bacteria will be killed by that, and then that it will be taken care of that way if that is an issue.
I'm doing that myself, Al. I think it's a great precaution, and I'm also using the washing my hands more often, using the
hand sanitizer.
Yeah, the hand sanitizer, definitely. And
I have an incredible. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm gargling, too, but I'm just using hydrogen peroxide.
Uh-huh. What were you going to say, Brooke?
The thing that I've got, this SD501, actually creates 2.5 water, which is kills every germ known to man in 30 seconds. So I gargle with that. I wash my hands with that. We spray with that. And we have a complete hospital unit right here in our home, including drinking
water. So this is different than the Kangen water.
This is the same machine.
It's the same machine.
It makes 5 kinds of water.
So how much water does that machine produce in a day?
Well, it produces, it just comes from your faucet. It changes the water coming from your faucet right into the living waters. So just as long as you want to leave your faucet running. We did an expo in California where we ran it from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and we ran over 5,000 gallons of water in 3 days. So just... It just turn the machine on and let it run. It's not that it actually goes through the process with these solid titanium medical grade plates, double dipped in platinum, 230 watts of power actually changes the molecular structure of the water.
The way it works, Val, is you have it hooked up to your faucet, so when you turn the water on, it goes through the system.
Kind of like the old-fashioned stills.
Yeah.
Maybe in one way.
No, I'm just level, yeah. I actually made apricot brandy one year. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, but it continues. It's just basically taking your sap water and changing it into the miracle water. So
are there moving parts?
No.
So this is a very low maintenance piece of equipment.
That's right. It lasts for 20 plus years.
Do you want to give people a contact number?
I would love to. My number is 561-333-4013. That's in Florida. 561-333-4013. Or they can call you directly, Val, and you can refer them to, if they don't want to call a Florida number.
I was just looking here to see if an email had come in, and one has, and the email has to do with, that I'm just trying to paraphrase it because it's kind of long here, that you had mentioned cancer. But are you saying that proper water basically can cure any disease?
Oh, absolutely. According to Dr. Otto Warburg, who received the Nobel Prize in 1931 for the cause of cancer, Dr. Otto Warburg showed that cancer is completely eliminated in the presence of oxygen, and this water transports oxygen and nutrient into your body. And so we have lots and lots and lots and lots of testimonies for many, many years. Obviously not since 1931 because it did not get popularized, but when the body goes into an oxygenated stage, there is no disease.
Well, at one time, I'm going to say in the 60s and 70s, when they measured oxygen content of the major places on the planet, like cities and such, that the oxygen content was over 30%. Close to 34, 35 in some of them. And in recent years when they've measured the oxygen content, and I think it was Dr. Wachenbacher, actually, I had this conversation with, that when they measured the oxygen content in major cities, it could be as low as 7 to 13. And what he was saying was that most disease was caused by lack of pure oxygen. And so is this kind of along the same path?
Absolutely. You know, it's pretty common knowledge in the naturopathic world. You know, you got to have oxygen. Disease cannot live in the presence of oxygen.
So, Gail,
you want to call it. If it starts with A as Alzheimer's or C for cancer or, you know, just D for dumbness. Get
well,
oxygen in the
one
brain
of the reasons,
and you just fight up.
One of the reasons Gail and I got into Monavie is because the Amazon, I don't know if you've heard it referred to this, but the Amazon is referred to as the lungs of the world.
Mm-hmm, of course. Yes, I have heard that.
Pardon?
Yes, I have. I know that.
Yeah, when they started, and one of the things that I thank Monavie for is the fact that they stopped the cutting down of the acai palms. They had cut down about 90% of them, and why they had cut them down was to actually grow cattle. And the part of the problem with that as well, Brooke, is that they weren't repopulating the ground afterwards. So literally the lungs of the planet were being reduced. And what you're saying is there's a new way or a very powerful way of puffing up the lungs, so to speak.
That's a great way of putting it. Yes, that's true. You know, they did it. They've been drinking this for over 30 years in Japan. And they did a census last August, a year ago. And they discovered over 1 million 90-plus-year-olds, so 90, 100, whatever. They've been drinking the water for 30-plus years. They've rejuvenated their cellular structure down to 60 years. In other words, they're all down to, like, age 60, and there's no disease. And that's pretty powerful. And seeing Mr. Oshiro and some of the other people that are Japanese and have been very, very seriously doing this for many years, it's all there, and I'm just, wow.
So we're kind of wrapping up our time here. Gail, do you have any last comments? Because you're the one that instigated this fabulous show.
Well, I just want to say in for fall detox, you know, we want to declutter our homes and declutter the things in our diet and our thoughts and just get really back on track so we're ready for the new season.
Well, I'm going to give a plug, actually, to Vietnam Veterans of America. They'll actually come to your house if you're in the Los Angeles area, and they'll pick up the trash you have, the stuff you've been hanging on to that you don't really need or want, the clothing, the furniture you couldn't stand but you held on to for some reason. You can call these vets at 1-800-775, and that's V-E-T-S. That's 1-800-775-VETS or 1-800-775-8387. And find out when they're coming to your neighborhood and get the pleasure of letting go of stuff that could be a real service to somebody else, but it's just way past your interest. Did you have any kind of last-minute tip that you wanted to offer, Gail?
I just say, here's to our health.
I'll toast you to that. Any last thing that you'd like to say here, Brooke?
Thank you very much for including me. And I know Dr. Oz was on yesterday saying the biggest crisis we've got right now is going to be the water on the planet. And I'm so glad I'm part of the solution.
Yeah.
And I would like other people to be part of the solution, too.
Totally. This program has been brought to you by the Golden Hearts Foundation in association with Kirkgaard Media, our radio partners, ConingCompany.com, Mona V, Max GXL, Dr. James Murphy in Memoriam, and thanks to the team at Voice America, and to Bent Mygen for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People. Next week, invite a friend to listen and write us at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And remember, be alive, be awake, be in action.
And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door. And it's time to...
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.